Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Last week we had on Jesuit offensive lineman Charlie Picard. I think he's one of the sleepers in the state. But I think there are a lot, or at least several, offensive and defensive line sleepers in the state. And when you want to talk offensive and defensive linemen when it comes to Oregon high school talent, the man to talk to is line pro coach and former Oregon State Beavers standout, Alex Lennon-Cole. He joins the show now to chat about the offensive and defensive linemen in the state. Alex, thanks for joining the show, man.
Hey, Andrew. Thank you for having me on. Happy to be here.
Well, first I want to start here because there's one guy that's committed to a Pac-12 school. You get a chance to work with him quite a bit. He's Henry Buckles, committed to Oregon State as a center prospect. Oregon State, I take it, because they offered him so early, must really love the kid. What is it that they're seeing in this young man, and what do you see him potentially being at the Pac-12 level? I know you're going to know how kind of a, maybe air quotes, undersized center might work out at Oregon State, given that you were that guy maybe 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, indeed. You know, Henry, I've been working with him since he was a sixth grader, 12 years old, been able to watch him grow throughout the years. I think the number one thing that got him his offer would be that his film is just so consistently punishing. He just has a great understanding for what it means to win blocks. And, you know, when you turn on his highlights, it's just pancake after pancake. You know, and the level of competition he's going against isn't 6A football in Oregon, so you have to take that into account. But he just has this tenaciousness that he gets after it, play after play after play, and it's almost like, he obviously cares about the game, but he's out there trying to get pancakes for the film on almost every play. So he's winning blocks. And I think when coaches turn that on, I think that people kind of underappreciate how important that is. And if you're going to be undersized, you know, that's the way to get attention, is by playing the game really well. You know, so it's really easy to get caught up in size and recruiting. And of course, you can't be too small. And Henry, you know, he's slightly bigger than I was at the time. And I'll say that when it comes to understanding line play, understanding lifting and eating and what goes into it, he's miles ahead of where I was as a recruit coming into Oregon State. I had a ton of development to do. And, you know, what we're seeing here with these guys who become very proficient early on is that they develop a base understanding of the game, and then they have a really easy time making the transition to college. And so that's what I see with Henry. You know, I think that he'll be able to come in and compete, you know, on a technique level as his strength builds. And it's going to be interesting to see how it goes, you know, because there's always the chance. I mean, you never know. We've seen high recruits go to D1 schools and end up not making the field. So you never know. But I got my eyes on him. And I think that at least when he gets down there, he'll be a leader in terms of understanding and performing to the degree that the coaches want to see. I'm excited to see it. I think it's good.
We're talking to line pro coach Alex Lennon-Cole. So he's the guy really in Oregon that had the film. And of course, then he gets the offer. You work with a number of guys who maybe are still developing or are potential late bloomers in this class. Guys like Charlie Picard from Jesuit, guys like a Shane Schwake, you know, Emilio Castaneda. And for skill position guys, sometimes the answer is as easy as, and it's never easy, but can be as easy as go to a showcase event, dominate some one-on-ones at receiver or corner, run a really fast 40, run a great shuttle time, post a great vert, post that on social media, and you've got a chance to get some looks. It's more complicated. It's more nuanced for offensive and defensive linemen. What's your advice for those guys who don't necessarily get to just put up a 40, who don't necessarily just get to put up one-on-one film in no pads and call it good for the day? What advice do you give those guys to say, here's how you up your stock when there's no football?
Yeah, indeed. You know, I do think that that the eye test really helps for the linemen. I mean, when a coach sees you looking large and your shoulders have grown, your chest has grown, you put that weight room time in, and they see that you're developing in that way, it really helps their confidence, because at the end of the day, that's what we're after, is coaches having confidence in you being somebody that can be a player for them, developing. If you don't have the film and you don't have the ability to get film because we're not playing football, I'm seeing a lot of guys have success, you know, getting little clips together and getting those out to coaches. And then what they're getting is they're getting feedback, and the coaches are saying, okay, we want to see you do this and this. So then they come to me or whoever they might be working with or their coach or whoever, and they'll get clips of doing that and then send it back to the coaches. So I'm seeing a lot of back and forth, a lot of, you know, the coaches also are in a drought, not having film. So they're needing to find a way as well. And I think this, you know, cell phone shot videos being sent by request, not by spam, but to coaches, posting things like that on Twitter, I think that's just a phenomenal way to show what you've been doing. But mind you, you can't just, you know, film yourself blocking and expect them to love it. The guys that have been putting in the work, which is a lot of these guys, and to tell you, it's almost a blessing in disguise for some of these guys, because almost everybody needed maybe a 6 more months of grinding and lifting and working on their technique to have the senior film needed to go to that level. You know, I'd say if we had the season, that at least 6 of these guys on the list we're always talking about here would be more limited to a lower level. And we're seeing a chance that a couple of them could pop up a level because of this opportunity to develop.
It's funny because there are years, and it seems somewhat cyclical, or at least maybe just completely random. There are years where guys are like a 2018 class or a 2017 class, where it's just so many kids are so ready. You know, we just had a group of guys come through that were Justin Herbert, Brady Breeze, Elijah Molden, Marlon Tuipulotu, Talanoa Hufanga, Chase Cota, just remarkable. Braden Lindsay, just remarkable names, just incredible talents. And then some years we have a little bit of a down year where guys are late bloomers. And this looked like a class of late bloomers. And I wonder if in this 6 months we haven't seen a handful of guys take that next step. I know you work with guys one-on-one. You work with guys, you know, two-on-one. Can you give us a couple of names of some kids that have really put in a lot of work that you know of that you feel like are different kids now than they were 6 months ago, and they've really grown or gained during this time, and maybe are a different level prospect than they were coming into quarantine?
100%, and it's a lot of them.
Give me the list, man. I mean, this is great for those kids. So let's do it, even if it's quick on each kid.
Yeah, and people should understand just real quick that these are kids that I work with. I don't work with everybody, so I'm not in the game of evaluating everybody across the state. So. There's biases for me, and then also I just don't know every kid. I don't know if, you know, there's probably kids out there that we don't know about who have a chance, and for be honest, I'd love to see him. I'd love to evaluate him. But Charlie Picard, he's reformed his body. He wasn't sure if he's going to be an O-line guy or D-line guy last year. So since winter clinics that we had, he's transformed himself majorly, you know, and he's doing great for himself in terms of recruiting. Liam Brown from Sunset, he's committed to Montana. I mean, the man juices are kicking in, and his shoulders are gigantic. He's carrying 295, like he looks like he could carry 320, and he's just been in his garage lifting weights since the quarantine started. I mean, it's been ridiculous, and I've been lucky to been able to work with him on a weekly basis as well. Bryson Klevitt from down there, Sprague. In Salem, he's a guy who's gone from like 260 to like 285 of good weight, good muscle, lifting really hard down there with Jake Forshey. And he's a D-line prospect, but now coaches are telling him they might like him on O-line. So he's kind of in the middle, but he's the kind of guy I could see continuing to develop himself. He's not getting much attention, but if he continues to develop himself, I mean, the guy's a player. He's a big guy. He's over 6'3", 285, and not a ton of attention, but I think he could be a streaker. Zach Holmes is like a freaking bodybuilder. I don't know how he's 285. He looks like he'd be like 250.
I love Zach
and
Holmes.
I'd work with you got to love a guy like that. He's just got so much energy and attention and eagerness to improve. And working with them, you know, all these guys are just a joy to work with. I worked with him the other day, though, and I started to think, with his athleticism, I really think he could be an interesting center recruit, kind of like Ryan Walk a little bit, where he's not the finished product, but you can see that he's got an over, I think he had like a 34-inch vertical. I mean, all of his testing numbers are an arm and a leg above anybody else for the fact that he's basically a large linebacker at this point. But if he continues to develop himself, he could be an interesting center in the future. You know, we talked about Slade Shufelt out of there in Hillsboro, and he's a guy that I can't believe he doesn't have offers. I think he's going to blow up soon. I'm sure we'll talk more about him. Ramsey Herring is a super strong kid. I mean, he's gotten under the squat bar like crazy. He might have the highest squat of all the linemen in the state. He's just packed with muscle, you know, and you don't hear much about him yet. I think that he's a D-tackle, like a nose guard type guy. I've seen Kanan Rossi from Sunset lifting like crazy. His body is changing fast. I mean, talk about like a 180. You know, he's in there with grind time. Ryan Dirksen is making strides. He's getting looks to potentially be PWO in-state, potentially a scholarship guy to a smaller school. He's like 6'7". You know, he's just got great frame and great length. And I worked with him yesterday. He's really starting to click with understanding the game more. And I think if you watch his film, he just never had that. So he's like becoming a completely new guy. Continuing to look through here, Brody Reese. You know, he's a guy as well that is a, you know, state championship nationally ranked wrestler, offered to Air Force of Wrestling. I think he could be a good O lineman or D lineman, and just again starting to figure out the technique, starting to negotiate his body in a way where he can have more control and balance. And I think that was one of the big things coaches wanted to see with him. And then of course Emilio Castaneda, who 1 year ago he wouldn't have walked in a room and had you say, hey, there's a line recruit. Right now, working out with his teammate, Henry Buckles, he might have made up the most ground of anybody I've seen in terms of making himself a pass the eye test and then also understand the game and understand the technique. I think what people don't get about line technique, Andrew, is that it's so much more than size. And obviously, everybody's always saying that. But I the more and more I go on, I compare it to, like, fighting and wrestling. The nuance of leverage, the nuance of moving people is so much more than just strength and size. And some people are more natural to get it and some people are less. So I think that's what makes the biggest difference between what you would expect a kid to do in college and what a kid might go and do. A great example is myself showing up at Oregon State. They didn't know what position I was going to play. But as I figured out the chess game of football, I started winning blocks. And that is the key to being a good lineman. So I think people need to focus a little bit more on the technicalities rather than the size and strength a little bit in recruiting.
Makes sense, man. Well, I really appreciate it. I wanted to get some kids' names out there because we had Charlie on the show, and I wanted to make sure to mention because I think some of those names are going to pop late and get some offers, and I wanted to be one of the first people to make sure we get their names out there. So thank you very much for joining the show. Where can we find your work? And if you're listening and you're a young offensive lineman or you're the parent of an offensive lineman or defensive lineman, how do they get in contact with you?
Yep, they can find out everything at lineprotraining.com, at lineprofb on Instagram, lineprofootball on Facebook and YouTube. I've got information out there. And then also, I just train kids privately right now every day. We'll have group clinics as soon as kind of COVID dies down, maybe January, February. We'll try to get some group stuff. But we train linemen of all ages. I've got coaches working with me. And we just want to see the kids out there get bigger, better, and have more confidence.
And you are at Coach Linney on Twitter, Coach Linney, LINNY.
That's right.
Right. Yep. Perfect. Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Awesome. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.